Hi, my name is Arnie Peterson from Awareness and Health, and I'm a clinical counseling hypnotherapist and an energy healer. And I want to talk today about emotional challenges, specifically negative thoughts and getting distracted in our mind and not feeling good about ourselves with these kinds of thoughts that we're having and wanting to feel better instead. And so what I'm going to do is talk basically about information from a program that I run and a workshop that I run. It's called the Freedom Through Mindfulness Program. And I found that mindfulness is really the key. Living our lives mindfully is the key for us to have our own tools to be able to move through emotional challenges ourselves, to be able to see what's going on, what's causing them, how do I move through them, how do I step out of the problem into solutions that work, simple solutions that continue to work and help you feel better. So I want to start now with basically the most fundamental tool, and that's just the paying attention skills of seeing what's going on. And I want to call that mindfulness. And so what is mindfulness? We've heard so much about it, and it's turning into a really big word lately. Well, my sort of definition of mindfulness, putting together all kinds of other definitions and my own personal opinion, is focused, non-judgmental awareness of our thoughts, body sensations in the immediate environment as they occur. And so what does that mean, and what does it have to do with you in moving through emotional challenges? Well, if we're present with our thoughts, if we're present with our body feeling and the immediate environment as things happen, and we're engaged with the present moment, then we're not actually going to get pulled off or pulled away from subconscious programming, from not paying attention, being caught in thoughts and being distracted. We're actually going to be present and in tune and engaged with what is occurring. And that's the whole goal here, is to learn to be present with what's happening, rather than sort of a secondary experience of life where we're busy doing work or some task. You know, you're doing some job at work that you just know automatically, you're doing it over and over, and you've done it so many times you can do it. Your body does it automatically, but your thoughts, you're thinking about the weekend, you're thinking about after work, what am I going to do? Or you're thinking about that argument you had with somebody earlier, or something that went on that doesn't make you feel good. But ultimately, we've all had this experience where we're doing something automatic, but we're off elsewhere. So in the present moment, our body is experiencing what's happening physically. You're doing the task, but emotionally, it's getting the energetic charge from the emotions, from the thoughts in your mind, whatever emotional charge that is. And we're going to go into that a little bit more. But this is actually six sections we're going to kind of go through here, that it's a little bit of a model that works really well together. And mindfulness is the first aspect. So if you want to make any lasting changes, if you want to feel better about yourself, let negative thoughts go, let stress go, things that you hold on to that you just can't seem to let go, that you dwell on, that just bring you down, this is the perfect talk for you, because I'm going to give lots of helpful tools and insights that will basically make it a lot easier for you on your own to be able to move through these things. So think of, for a moment here, think of if you're trying to get somewhere, okay, you're saying, well, I want to go to this place. Now, say you don't know where that place is, really. You don't know how to get there exactly. So you just know the name of it, and this is sort of the essence of where I want to go. And so what do? You get a map. And the thing about the map is it's really important to first figure out, well, okay, there's maybe the place I want to go, but the most important part about the map that'll make the map work, and if you can't do this, the map won't work, and that's to figure out, where am I on this map? Where am I? Once you figure out where you are, and you're clear about where you are, what road you're at, what intersection, and then you can look on the map, and you can figure out what kind of a route you need to take to get to your destination. And the nice thing about maps, like on the computer, you can zoom in to really see the fine detail of where you are. So that's what I want you to do here with this talk, is to sort of contemplate really going a little bit deeper into the fine detail of really where you are, sort of what's creating you to feel the way you feel, what's creating you to think what you're thinking, and what's creating you to want to be here and listen to these kinds of talks to feel better about yourself. So if we want to make lasting change, we have to see how things are happening before we can, you know, change these patterns into healthier ones. So this is the important part here. So I want you to think for a moment, if you're doing something and you're distracted off in thought, what's the one thing that could really just bring you back to being present? I want you to think of your body and think of maybe your breathing. So if you were to breathe in right now and actually really sort of exaggerate that and really feel your lungs expand and then your lungs let go, and you're feeling the physical sort of sensations in your body of your rib cage expanding, okay? Because mindfulness really starts with the here and now. And to figure out where we are, we need to figure out what's going on here right now, what's happening now, not a thought about yesterday or tomorrow, but really clearly, where am I here right now? And that really starts with the breathing sort of sensation in your body. So focusing for a little bit on your breathing sensations, and then sitting with your feet flat on the ground, perhaps just feeling your feet on the ground and moving some muscles around, just feeling your body, getting in tune with your body a little bit and breathing in. And just taking a little bit of time to get in tune with your body, to basically get a little more used to focusing your attention on the physical here and now, getting back into your body, because so much happens when in our day-to-day life that we quite often start dissociating from just the basic part of life, really, where life experience happens through our body sensations, through all of our senses, our main senses, our sight, our hearing, our sense of smell and touch, and all of these senses are where our life experience happens. But if we're busy in our mind, in our thoughts, it's all happening intellectually. And that experience isn't really happening in the present moment. It's not the life experience that's really going on. And so what happens is our energy drifts off into thought, and we get used to sort of focusing our awareness and our feelings relative to the thoughts that are going on in our mind. And then our body stops losing the ability to sort of experience the direct result of what's really happening in the present moment. So it's getting the signals, sort of like the switchboard operator. Somebody calls in and the person's, okay, let me just connect you to the important person, you know, the person you're trying to call. And they connect the energy through, they connect the signal through. And so say you are waking up from a dream and you have a really good dream. And you wake up from that really good dream and you feel really good and you can feel that in your body and you look around and you know, this isn't really happening, this experience in my dream, but you can feel the experience. But if you have a bad dream, a really scary dream, you kind of, you feel that in your body as well. You can wake up, maybe your breathing's really heavy, maybe you're feeling, you know, oh, you're feeling really kind of scared and you're feeling shaky and your breathing's really tight, but you can look around and you can tell yourself, wow, this isn't really happening, it was just a dream, but your body doesn't know the difference. If you're perceiving the experience as real in your mind through the dream, your body is simply, it's the switchboard operator, they're just simply plugging it in to that emotion and it's sending that energy to your body and you're feeling the result of that. And when your body's feeling that, that's also then sending that energetic signal to your mind again. And it just starts to create this circle of the mind feeds that energy to the body, and then the body feels it and experiences that and sends the energy back to the mind to have more thoughts like that. And so the whole point here with mindfulness is to really just be present with what's really happening, to learn to let go. We're practicing coming back to the breathing. We're just sitting there. I'm just sitting in a chair. I'm just focusing on my breathing. I'm just here. Nothing else is really happening. Here I am. Okay, I'm doing really good. I'm focusing on my breathing, you know, feeling my body sensations, my lungs expand. Okay, and then I find myself drifting off, and after a while I come back and go, wow, I'm supposed to be meditating, I'm supposed to be focusing on my breathing, and then I start being hard on myself, going, wow, I'm not very good at this, and so we drift off into that thought and that emotion, and then we go, wow, and we come back, and we go, wow, I really kind of drifted off there, okay, just a thought, and what's really interesting how I could feel that in my body, I started to feel tense and tight, okay. Let me just go into tense and tight in my body, just experience the feeling sensation there, and just go back to my breathing, just being present with what's going on in the present moment. And so you're practicing in a calm state to continually let go of what isn't really happening, to let go of your thought, to let go of the distraction, and you're practicing coming back to the here and now. And what this does is it builds the new neural pathways in your mind. It's like working out. It takes a while to start working out and going through the effort for your body, for your muscles to start getting used to working out. And it hurts to start with. You know, you feel sore the next day and for a few days, and it's, you know, there's a lot of effort. But over time, you start noticing, wow, I'm able to lift more weight, I'm getting stronger, I have more energy. So in the long run, you start feeling better. You start getting stronger. And so that's what happens when you start practicing mindfulness. So then you practice in a calm state, you practice on a regular basis, and pretty soon, when something happens that pulls you away, that creates stress, you're able to go, oh, okay, I'm just going to breathe through this. I'm just going to be present with it. And I'm just going to allow myself to go into my body to just see, you know, what's going on, to just be presently engaged with the energy. And that's how it moves through us, is through the experience of it. But when we hold on to stress, when we're not able to let it go, when our mind is focused on pushing a feeling away, when we're focused on, I don't like this, I don't like that person, I'm dwelling on this conversation over and over, and it's just making me crazy and really making me feel depressed, I'm not feeling good. What's happening is our body's getting tense, it's getting more tight, and we're tensing up, and our muscles are getting tighter, and energy can't flow. The emotion can't flow because we're holding on, we're trying to push away what we don't want, or we're trying to maybe bring in what we do want, but in that resistance to the present moment, to just being present with what's going on, we're actually, it's like squeezing a sponge. We're actually, you know, if you squeeze a sponge and then you put your hand in water with holding the sponge squeezed tight and try and allow water to absorb in the sponge, it can't take in any water. Water cannot move through that sponge because it's squeezed so tight. But if you relax your grip on the sponge and let the sponge just be there and then dip it into the water can move through the sponge. Now imagine your body. Imagine your body when you're holding on to stress, your blood and everything, your whole body is tense and tight. You're perhaps in fight or flight and you're just really going over this negative emotion in your mind and these thoughts that don't feel good. Tighter and tighter your body gets and you're feeling angry or upset or sad or whatever you're feeling, but you feel the tightness. So then you realize, okay, I'm feeling tense, I'm feeling tight, I just got totally triggered into this, and I'm going to go into my breathing and just focus on my breathing. And this is something when you practice in a calm state, it begins to get easy when you're actually in a stress state because you practice the program and it becomes an automatic program that's easy to do, to train your body to actually focus inward, your attention's focusing on just slow, relaxed breathing. And it's like relaxing your grip on the sponge. And then you can then move through the feeling process of what's going on through your body. So now I want to take you into the next part here, which is a really important component. It's really important first to, you know, build that foundation, to see where you are, to actually build the skills of being aware. Because if you can't be aware, if you're not able to notice what's going on with your body, how can you make conscious changes? So the next section, once you've been working on these tools of being aware through meditation and awareness practice, just a simple meditation I don't want to call it meditation though, because there are so many different kinds of meditation. So I just want to call it a simple awareness practice, just practicing being aware. And then you'll be able to work on the next component, which is seeing the truth of where your feelings are coming from. Did you wake up from a bad dream and you realize, wow, you know, I just had this, you know, really bad dream and I feel like it's, you know, really happened and I'm feeling stressed and breathing tight. We could go through our whole day and it could ruin our whole day, or something could happen in the morning that doesn't feel good and it just can lead into the whole day snowballing with that energy. But when we start noticing what we're feeling, we can start compartmentalizing the energy. When we realize, oh, what I'm feeling, it wasn't really happening, it was just from a dream. Okay, the truth is that I just got triggered into some emotion and some person reminded me of this experience long time ago and this person did this to me and it just triggered me into that energy. Or I had a bunch of things happen in a row, a bunch of bills came in the mail and a whole bunch of things, you know, I got a flat tire and I ran out of gas, and it just built up and built up, and then somebody says something just a certain way and all of a sudden it just triggers all this emotion in you and you get mad or upset. But if you step back and you've been practicing your awareness practice, you can look at it objectively and go, is what I'm feeling actually of a direct result of what is happening in the immediate moment right now? Is what this person did or what happened in this circumstance, is that causing me this energy right now? Or is it actually just an old program? Did a whole bunch of things build up? Did this person remind me of somebody else? If I'm feeling a 9 on the emotional Richter scale, I'm feeling like so like emotional and I'm feeling so, you know, upset or affected by this thing that happened, and I look at it and go, wow, I just feel so stressed. I feel, you know, so upset by this. It's like a 9. If I was to look at it and then measure it and go, but with what's happening, what's the threat level? What's the threat level to my well-being with this? And if we are able to step back, and we've been practicing our mindfulness skills, we could step back and look at it and go, wow, it's actually really not what's happening in this moment, because that really, there's no danger. I mean, sure, that person said something that didn't seem nice, but it's not really anything to do with me, or that thing happened, but it doesn't really have, you know, that bill that came through the mail, or the flat tire, or I mentioned, or ran out of gas, or something. That doesn't in itself have the power to make me feel certain emotions. So what's happening here? Is it really a direct result of that? Or perhaps something fell on me and it really hurt me in the moment and I felt a lot. Or somebody actually pushed me and hurt me, or I ate something that really didn't feel good in my stomach, or I burnt myself and I reacted really high with a 10. I can look at that and go, oh yeah, I mean, really, I burnt myself, I mean, really quite badly, and it really, there was a threat there. I had to get away from that heat really fast, and it felt like a 10, and it was a 10. But when that other thing happened, and I go, really, the threat level was a 1 or a 2, or really not much threat at all, but I felt a 9, we're able to start separating what's really happening in the moment from a trigger, from an emotional trigger, some belief in our subconscious mind, some old program that basically the operator, that the message came in and it went to that full red alert and the red alert buttons, you know, bell is sounding and we're feeling all this emotion. But if we look closer and we start to notice, wow, I just really got triggered and I'm seeing it through this old program, through this perception. That's what I'm wanting to do here, distinguish between the things in the moment that when we feel a lot of emotion, is it a direct result of what's actually occurring, or is it an indirect experience? Is it my opinion, my judgment, my resistance of what's happening? I don't like it. It's really bothering me, and it's a sort of like waking up from a bad dream. It's going on in your perception, but it's not really happening in real life. It's not a direct thing that's happening. That's really important to see this, because we can start to see when we overreact or when we underreact, and we can start learning, okay, Here we go. Here's this thing. I always get upset when this happens. This is my area. These are my buttons. And so I want to point attention in this area. And the next thing is we're going to go into what to do here to feel through this. So to learn to mindfully respond, to mindfully move through what's happening, and rather than triggering off, and to mindfully process and feel through the experience, to allow ourselves to engage with the energy of what's going on, to allow it to let go, and to allow our attention to move off of the old program, the program that's causing us to get triggered, and to allow that energy to disperse through the experience of just being present. Now, I want you to think for a moment. If you wake up from that bad dream, the kind of energy that you feel when you wake up compared to waking up from a good dream, you both circumstances, you know, it's not really happening. But I'm waking up and I can feel it. I can feel the energy like it's really happening. To think of that energy now, if you're stuck in your mind with, we'll call it a negative thought. A thought that just really is just really not in alignment with harmony. It doesn't feel good, and you just get stuck and you're ruminating in this thought and you can't let it go. Something is really bothering you. If you ever notice that over time when this happens, that it drains your energy when you're feeling really down. If you're feeling what you might call, I'm just feeling really depressed, or this is really depressing, and you keep going over it and over it, and this shouldn't have happened. I really don't like feeling this way. If it goes on long enough and just getting stuck in that negative place, if you've ever had that happen, how does your energy feel? Do you feel like your energy is getting drained? Do you feel that emotion, that state is sort of pulling you down? Because it's been my experience in working with a lot of people that our thoughts, when we get caught in these negative thoughts, I like to use the phrase food for thought. Our thoughts are actually feeding on our life force energy. Okay, you've got all of these systems in your body, your respiratory system, your digestive system, your immune system, your cardiovascular system, all of these systems in the body, you know, these systems that require the amount of energy that they need to run at peak efficiency. But when you're off, triggered into fight or flight, when you're off in stress for long periods of time and you're in those thoughts that are pulling you down, it's stressful on the body. It can trigger the body to at least go somewhat into fight or flight. And when you're in fight or flight, you're not in homeostasis. Your body's not in a growth program. It's in protection, survival program. So when you're in that program, the energy, you can feel the life force energy being taken from you because your body's not in a growth program. Your digestive system doesn't need to be working, and your immune system doesn't really need to be working when there's a threat. And when you're perceiving a threat, now that's what happens is the energy gets diverted to just survival. But if we're in a real threat, there's a real danger, that's what happens. It's perfect. It's a beautiful system. We react and we make ourselves safe. We do whatever we need to do without even thinking. That's the wonder about the subconscious mind. But when we get caught in these thought loops, the monkey mind, these negative, you know, the inner critic going on for hours and hours, it's like we get stuck in this negative program where we're in fight or flight for a long period of time. And we're not designed to stay in fight or flight for long periods of time. We're meant to trigger back, you know, make ourselves safe and then go back into relaxed and calm. But when we're stuck there, it drains our life force energy. So it's really important if you're feeling that and you believe that this is really happening to you, to start being mindful, to notice if this is going on for you, to notice how is this happening? What is the truth of what's really happening with my energy? What's happening? And is this circumstance, you know, at work or with a certain person, or are there unsaid words in a relationship? Am I in a circumstance where it's codependent, where what am I going to do without this person in my life? Or just some circumstance at work, perhaps, or somewhere where you have to be around somebody that you don't feel good being around, and they talk to you in ways that don't feel good, or whatever the circumstance is, when we stay in these stressful situations and we don't know what to do and we just stay there, they can cause enormous stress. And then we have the energy building up, kind of like a logjam. The river's flowing. It's just like the normal flow of life is moving down the river. The river of consciousness, the energy of life in the present moment. But then a log comes down the river and it gets caught in something. And then another log comes down and it gets caught in that log. And pretty soon there's this big log jam. Now, imagine your thoughts are doing the same thing. Something triggers you to not feel good. You don't like something. There's resistance. It gets stuck in the stream and slows the stream down. Another log gets stuck there and another one. And pretty soon there's this blockage of energy. Imagine when you're caught in one of these snowballs, you know, of getting stuck on the monkey mind, you know, you're dwelling on these negative thoughts. It's just stuck energy going round and round and round. The life force energy is just, it just can't move through because life is being lived in your mind. Over and over, you're focusing your attention, your energy to basically a mental experience of life rather than being present with life. When we're present with life, not caught in our mind thinking, when we're actually present in the moment, we can feel what's going on in our body. And then when we feel it, when we experience it, the act of experiencing it, feeling the sensations in our body, allowing them to be there, even if we go, wow, this is really hard to feel this. This experience is really difficult, but I'm just going to breathe through it. Rather than react, rather than I feel this, the switchboard operator just puts it in this one right here, presses the button, boom, the program for me to bolt, to leave, to feel bad, whatever thing that you do, whatever happens, the behavior, the automatic coping mechanism to that kind of experience. Rather than that, rather than the energy getting diverted outside of the present moment, allowing yourself to come back and go, wow, okay, this awareness practice is helping me see what's really going on. This is that thing that happens, and I've kind of gone in that way for a little bit, and I got triggered, and I've just caught myself. I'm just going to come back to my breathing. Rather than react automatically, I'm going to actually respond. I'm just going to allow myself to feel for a bit and make an informed choice, look around. Is what I'm feeling a direct result of what's happening? Oh, perhaps it's not. Looking around, making sure you're safe. I'm just going to sit in this energy for a bit if it's safe to sit here. Allow myself to experience it. Feel the sensations in my body. Now, this experience will help you move through. Now, I want to tell you a little story. Now, this is actually what helped me make this whole program, all this information that I'm talking to you about, the workshops that I do with it. Some years ago, I don't know how many years ago now, but I was in this store in the city that I live in. It was a used clothing store. And I was in there with a woman that I knew who was a very supportive person. I met her when I started to become interested in sort of a spiritual existence, learning that there's more to me than just my body and my mind. And I'm in this store, and I'm looking around, and I'm just feeling this panicked state. And I used to have really, really severe panic attacks, these anxiety attacks, and I would panic and I would just bolt. I would just go, this is too much, and I would leave. And sometimes I almost ran. And I would say no to things. I would get in really bad moods out at events and things to wreck things to get out of there with people that I was with because I needed to get out of there. And I would do whatever it takes to get out of there. I would say I don't like this or whatever. But this circumstance, I just felt overwhelmed. And I said to my friend, I said, I'm really needing to get out of here. I really don't feel good in here and I need to go. And she looked at me with these loving, accepting eyes. And she said, that's okay. We can do that. That's okay. And she smiled and her face lit up with this glow, this loving acceptance. And I kind of went, I stood back for a moment and I didn't know what to say because I always had resistance. Somebody would always say, "Oh, great, here we go again. Oh, come on, like, why don't you, you know?" And there was always some resistance that came back. And there wasn't this time. And I didn't know what to do. And then I kind of took a breath in, and I kind of went, okay, maybe I'll just sit in this for a little bit. I'll just see what happens." And she goes, "That I'm happy to help you with that. That sounds really good." And so I sat in it for a little bit, and then I felt this overwhelming panic and tightness in my chest again. I said, "No, I really got to get out of here." And she says, "That's okay," with this loving, accepting voice. And I kind of startled in that again. I didn't know what to do. I was stuck for a moment, and then I went, "Okay, would you be willing to stand with me for a little bit, right beside me, and just help me through this?" And she said, "Absolutely, I would be honored to." And she smiled, and I found myself in this energy, and I kind of fell into what we were doing. And some time goes by, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes, and then I look around. I remembered that I had forgotten to be stressed and panicked. I remembered that I forgot. I literally forgot that I was in this panic state and I was actually having fun. I totally forgot about it. And I looked around and I went, "What? There's nobody here. There was hardly anybody in the store." And I'm going, "Did everybody just leave? Or was there really nobody here hardly?" I didn't know, because I was just so busy just being in the moment with my friend. And later I left, and I remember thinking what it felt like when I left. I remember going, "Oh, wow, like that was pretty bizarre, but it was pretty intense when I was feeling." And for the first time, I felt this energy. I never did that before. I never rode through this kind of challenge before. And this voice inside my head went, "Oh, wow, I didn't die." That's what went through my mind. I didn't die. And time went by, and I started contemplating that and contemplating, like, what happened there? How did I get through that? What was that energy? And I realized in the moment there was nothing going on in the store. Just that circumstance in the store with the people in the store, and it wasn't, I don't even think there were that many people. But I got triggered into this panic state, and I thought the store was so full that people were pushing me shoulder to shoulder, and I needed to get out of there because I couldn't breathe. I literally felt like I was going to die. But as I look back, I realize it really wasn't busy at all, and there was no threat there whatsoever. And I felt this feeling before, hundreds and hundreds of times before. And I realized for the first time what I was feeling was not a result from what was going on in the store. The store just, it was an opportunity that pushed my buttons for me to bring in all that energy. So this is what happens. We get triggered into things that happen, and it's so important to recognize what is causing me to feel this way. In the next section, it's called feeling. It's learning to accept and experience our body sensations, because this is the key to processing and letting go of stuck emotion and negative thoughts. If we're actually present with what we're feeling, present in our body, and we practice our paying attention skills, we've looked around and realized, wow, whether it's happening in the immediate moment or we're actually feeling emotion from resistance, from our thoughts, or from a trigger, there's still the energy. The energy is still happening. So what do we do with it? Okay, say long ago something happened, we weren't able to process it or handle it. We weren't supported through it. We weren't taught how to handle and deal with it. So what happened is we created a coping mechanism. We basically checked out from that feeling and created some sub-personality that learned to cope with that feeling. So time went by, that feeling would happen, we would just go into the automatic behavior that helped us to move through that feeling. So we didn't have to feel it, because that feeling was the problem. We didn't know how to process through it. It was considered a threat. Whatever was going on triggered that feeling. no way, can't deal with that, I'm checking out, and I'm gonna focus on this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna eat this, I'm gonna drink that, I'm gonna smoke that, I'm gonna listen to that, instead of being with the energy. So here we are now, something happens, and we realize, wow, all these years, all these times of avoiding that feeling, now here's that energy. I'm not just feeling what's going on now, the result of what's happening. I'm feeling the hundreds and thousands of times in the past that I couldn't handle that feeling and I pushed it away and I avoided it. So now it's all trying to come up all at once. Imagine if something happens, even if it's a challenging thing, and the feeling comes up and it's just from that. Now you got a chance to actually process what's happening because it's a direct result of what's really happening. As you practice this, when things happen, when triggers happen, and this energy comes, I want to talk about this. The door is wide open to the subconscious program. That program in your subconscious that handles the behavior, the coping mechanism, the door is wide open to that file. You can rewrite it right there in the moment. When you feel that, wow, I just got totally triggered, this is where whatever your thing is, whatever happens for you, whether you just feel bad, you just get stressed, or whether you avoid things. In my circumstance, I bolted. I pushed away and I wouldn't do a lot of things I wanted to do because they brought up scary feelings that I couldn't handle. And for me, when I started realizing that, wow, all I gotta do is just recognize that wow, this is a lot of energy that just scares me, but it's just energy, it's just feeling, it's just emotion, it's just energy in motion, emotion. Energy is just moving through me, but the experience of it is too scary. So I look around, okay, just like at that store with my friend, where I look around and go, okay, I think I can be here. Could you help me? It was her acceptance and her willingness to support me and just to be there to help me to feel what I was feeling, to help me for the first time to be in the energy, the physical sensations in my body of what was moving through me, that energy, that emotion that was moving through me. And when I was able to be in that environment that was being supported by her, it wasn't her that did it. It was me and my willingness to feel in my body. And if you know this, I didn't know it then. It just happened accidental, and I'm very grateful. But if you know it and you're able to actually go, okay, I'm feeling this, this is my trigger point. Okay, I'm remembering the door's open to that program right now because I'm feeling that charge. It's wide open. All of that voltage is running through. Way more voltage is running through this little teeny wire, and it can't handle it. And it wants to burn out, it wants to blow the breaker and the fuse. When you breathe into the feeling, allowing your thoughts, your awareness, your attention, your focus to reorient from your mind and into your body, you're not feeding it anymore. Okay, you're not throwing gasoline on a fire, you're actually focusing inward. When you do that and you feel the sensations and you focus on them, go, wow, that I really don't like that feeling. Okay, there's a part of me that doesn't like it, there's resistance. I'm gonna just send some love to that part and talk to myself, it's okay, it's okay. I looked around. It's safe. I can stand here. It's just a feeling. My body's designed to feel. I experience life as a feeling being. I process all my life experience through feeling sensation of some sort. So I can handle this. I'm going to process it a little bit. I'm going to feel a little bit. I'm going to allow myself to feel my toes, my knees, focusing on my breathing, and noticing which emotions that you like and you want to hold on to, and noticing which emotions that you want to push away and avoid. This will tell you a lot about yourself and where your unique charges are. So this is why it's really important to practice this in a calm state. If you just went, okay, I got the idea, I'm just going to wait until, I'm not going to practice, I can do this, it's easy. And then you have this thing happen where you feel a whole pile of energy and it's just too much. You're feeling overwhelmed. You're having these negative thoughts in your mind. You can't let go of. You just get stuck on that, the snowball effect. And then you go, oh, I'm going to do the mindfulness thing. I'm going to focus on my breathing. If you haven't practiced it, it would be like driving a car, a standard car, at 6 years old, but you've never driven a car. Could you do it? If you don't know how, you've seen it done, you know it can be done, but if you've never done it, all of a sudden, you're trying to handle the wheel, you got yourself propped up trying to look over the hood, and you're trying to run the clutch, and what's going to happen is it's not going to work. Something bad's probably going to happen there. We just need, through experience, when we get older and we learn how to drive, it's consciously. It's really hard. Somebody's trying to talk to us. Hopefully they're not yelling. And we're trying to run the gas and the brake, and then there's this shifting. And if we've never done anything like that, it's hard and it takes practice. But in time, we get better and better and better. And what happens is we file these into our long-term memory when we repeat it enough. And pretty soon, years have gone by, 2, 3 years, we've been driving for a while now, and we're driving along and we're talking to our friend for this road trip, and an hour goes by and we get to this place where we're going, and you're looking at them going, I don't remember getting here. Like, I don't even remember driving here. I've heard that from so many people, and you feel, oh my God, that's so terrible. But your subconscious mind knows how to drive. It got you there. If somebody pulled out in front of you, your subconscious mind's driving. You're able to actually drive well enough. You have enough experience that your subconscious has a good program, and you're able to actually put some attention talking to somebody at the same time. So this is what happens when you practice the meditation practice, the awareness of practicing building those skills, your paying attention skills, paying attention to, or how about noticing what you're paying attention to? Oh, I'm noticing that I'm focusing on thoughts. I'm drifting off. I'm here just sitting in a chair, and I've been thinking about, planning about, what I was going to do tonight. Okay, just allowing your attention to come back. Those are just thoughts. I'm going to just be the observer and just come back to my breathing. And then you keep practicing, and you drift off. You have good days and bad days, days where it's like the last thing in the world you want to sit and practice this. But over time, when you practice and you notice, wow, I'm feeling more energy in my body. That thing that happens, the food for thought, when you get caught in, say, negative thoughts, and your body is getting consumed by your thoughts. If you're feeling drained by getting into those snowball effects, when you sit and you focus on your breathing and you practice your awareness practice, your energy comes back. You're focusing inward into your presence, in being present, and the river of life, whatever life is in the present moment, that present moment energy begins to flow through you directly. It doesn't go through your thoughts and get all eaten up. It feeds your body. That's why you feel energized. And over time, people, they find that they sleep better, they're feeling younger, and that they're able to focus better, they have more energy. And it's about, we're creating these neural pathways in our brain so that when a challenging situation happens, now we've got this automatic program. You're driving along, you've driven lots, you've got really good programs of knowing how to drive, you do it really well, and you practice driving safely, you learned how to, you had a good teacher, you've been doing it on your own for years. Somebody pulls out in front of you, you react. You react instantly in the moment, you make yourself safe. Now, you're out and about, something happens, you get triggered into this negative thought, this negative emotion, and you end up going down the downward spiral, and then you catch yourself and you go, oh, wow, I just reacted automatically. That was a program like the driving one, but this took me into sort of a negative place, but I just caught myself. Wow. Is this really what I'm feeling, a direct result of what is happening in the moment? Well, no, not really. It's actually this person just happened to say something and it really upset me, and it brought me back to a time when, this thing happened and I just never really resolved it, that bad thing that person did or how they made me feel. Something happens like that, and all of a sudden you go, wow, okay, now you have power. You have personal power. This is self-esteem. You're able to build your own steam and put it in a direction you want. Now, I'm going to focus on my breathing. When I focus on calm breathing, I look around, I know it's safe, and I know this is just a trigger, an old habit, an old protection mechanism. Just somewhere in the past, I created this behavior, and I'm just going to focus now on my breathing. Tell myself everything's safe, it's okay. I'm sending the memo to my subconscious mind. The door's open. I've completely opened the door to that program and all that energy, and now I'm allowing the program to get rewritten and altered a little bit by, it's actually okay. When I focus on calm breathing, that's sending communication to my body and my mind, everything's okay and I'm calming down. So your perception of that kind of experience is now changing. You're creating a new neural pathway in your brain. And in time, the old one, it's like a highway when they changed the curve on the highway on a road where it was a really sharp turn, and then they made it a lot less sharp. They took part of the road out. And 10 years later, you can see the old road still there, but nobody goes on it. And it starts getting trees and things growing through it. And pretty soon, you can't even see the asphalt anymore. It just grows over. That's what starts happening to our old programs, our old neural pathways, if we don't use them anymore. We create a new program, one that works better for us. It starts getting stronger and stronger. So I call this the Freedom Through Mindfulness program because when we're accepting and allowing these uncomfortable feelings, we've noticed these triggers and these emotions, and if we realize, wow, this is that feeling. This thing happens, it always makes me feel this way. It's not really the thing that happened as much as I don't like the feeling that comes with it. When we start accepting and allowing these uncomfortable feelings and we pull our attention away from the thoughts and we don't keep feeding it and we focus into our body and we're focusing on the feeling, accepting it, going, this is hard, but it's just part of what's happening today. I'm going to allow myself to experience this challenging emotion and see what it's really about. What happens is your freedom starts opening up, because pretty soon that feeling that used to equal me get myself out of here or to react or to yell or to do something that doesn't make me feel good or to go in that place of doing the behavior that doesn't make me feel good about myself, instead of that, you gain a freedom. You end up going, wow, that's the old program. I think I'm just going to sit here and breathe instead. I'm going to maybe go for a walk instead, or I'm going to tell myself everything's okay because I looked around and it's actually safe. And I'm not going to go there. I'm going to focus on my breathing. I'm going to allow that feeling to have its time. That feeling just wants to be recognized and felt and experienced, just like a little child that's needing attention and love. Send attention and love to yourself, to that feeling inside yourself, and allow it to be there. Because then it doesn't have anything to blackmail you anymore. If you can process and handle that feeling and you get used to moving it through your body, through just experiencing the physical sensation, how can that feeling ever come up then and control you anymore? It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing, because what happens is this old program, it's trying to keep us safe. So this feeling happens, it's perceived as a threat to our life, to our well-being, and so our body's like, no way, we're not going there, we're going to do this instead because it keeps us alive. But if you've proven that it's actually safe, and you look around, and it's another time in life, maybe you were younger, maybe at that time you couldn't be safe and you didn't know what to do, but you look around and go, wow, where I am now, it's safe, and this is just a feeling, I can handle this. You move through it, you prove to yourself that feeling isn't a flight or flight situation. It's not a threat to your life. If that's true, if it's really not a threat to your well-being, just to experience the energy of the result of what is happening. Once you're able to move through it, it's changing the program. It's proving to you that, wow, I don't need to react to this anymore because it's not a threat. That's what's going on in your subconscious. We're changing these old programs. So this opens up a freedom when you allow yourself to experience and handle and process whatever energy comes up in your body. Then you are able to move through it and it can't control you anymore. Now, the next part here, it's really hard to do this kind of stuff. It takes a lot of self-discipline, and it's really, really hard when we're doing this. So things like creating a daily awareness practice. I want to call it meditation because to me that is basic meditation, but it's really important to take that time and to start doing things for yourself that you love, to start recognizing and writing down things like maybe a gratitude journal, writing down things you really, really liked, little successes, things that you did in the day, writing down, wow, I did this thing that normally I would never really think it was a success, but I'm going to write it down and I'm going to feel good about it. I'm going to just acknowledge to myself I did something that makes me feel good about me. It's loving me, honoring me. Or to write down things I'm grateful for, to wow, I really enjoyed this thing that happened today, or so and so called me out of the blue, and or you know, I had this most amazing lunch with this friend today, or wow, this really cool thing happened. Somebody let me in traffic today, and that was so nice of them, or I got a parking spot where I wanted it. Writing it down and going, wow, I feel grateful to that. You're creating these neural pathways in your brain to start looking for things that feel good. That's actually helping change the programs as well, so that you don't get triggered into these thoughts that don't feel good about yourself. And so how we perceive things is so important. And if we get stuck on our problems, we just create more problems to happen. And as Einstein said, we can't solve a problem from the same line of thinking that created it. So we need to move up, to recognize that, okay, I'm stuck in this behavior, I'm stuck in this program, I'm doing the breathing thing, I'm doing the awareness practice, and I'm questioning it and realizing, wow, I've done the truth thing, that it's, I realize what's happening is not really of a direct result of what's happening, but I'm still challenged with this. So it can be very helpful to simply decide, okay, what feels better? Maybe I go for a walk, maybe I just go outside for a little bit, maybe I do something in, that is actually relative to harmony, something that's toward the solution, that makes, that changes, gets you out of that energy into a new program. So instead of feeling that way, you've gone into the breathing, you've gone into feeling, wow, I'm breathing, I'm relaxed, and I'm calm. To step out of it as well and do something that is actually in support of harmony, in support of achieving your goal of feeling better about yourself. Because we can get up to a point where, okay, things are working really good with this for a while, but then we find that it's really not working. It's like, wow, I feel like I'm feeling worse than I felt, before I started this. We can get caught on, being hard on ourselves that we're not doing well enough, that we're not spending enough time doing our awareness practice. We're not, maybe we're not doing very well with it, or we can judge ourselves and that voice in our mind. And it's really important to allow ourselves the freedom and keep telling ourselves, wow, I'm focusing on this right now, and I'm going into this negative space, and I'm judging myself. And what happens is we can actually support ourselves. We can be a mentor to ourselves and help us move through these challenging times, because our subconscious mind can con us and trick us. We can feel distracted away from the new healthy behaviors that we're practicing. And for a time we're doing really good, and then we snowball down and our thoughts and emotions steer us away, and then we can feel bad about ourselves for doing it. It's really important for us to recognize, wow, okay, this is just happening, and to do our best to, okay, this is just happening, and there's no point in me continually beating myself up over it. This is just a program, and programs can be changed. And remembering that the door is wide open when you're feeling that high energy, to recognize, okay, this is happening, and I'm going to calm my breathing down. I'm going to do things that feel good about myself. Perhaps the gratitude journal, focusing on things that feel good, that I appreciate. Or maybe someday you just need to just basically get through the day. Sometimes that happens, but to recognize that this too will pass when these challenges happen, and it's wonderful when we move through them, because then we feel so much higher than where we were. Okay, and to remember, so we feel triggered, we stop and we contemplate, what's the danger level of what's going on? Is what's going on, is it actually, what's the threat level? Okay, if it's only really a 3 and I'm feeling a 9, then to look at it and tell myself, okay, I'm actually just feeling a lot right now and it's really not congruent with what's really happening. It's really important to recognize that. Okay, and to recognize what's my goal. Maybe I want to feel better about myself. What does that entail? What's the essence of that? That feeling of how I want to feel, what I want to do with my life. How do I want to feel instead of this way? And to find little steps every day and things that are of the essence of what my goal is. And to congratulate myself and say, wow, I did a really good job, even if it's a little thing. To focus on the step you're on. Is this actually in alignment with my goal? Does this have the essence of what I want to achieve in it? And then I go, okay, yeah, it does. This actually does. And to bring that energy in, because I want you to think of a puzzle. If you have a puzzle and it's a horse and you're putting the pieces together, and to start with, you don't know it's a horse though. You just have little pieces and you're looking for pieces that fit. So you have a clump here and a clump there, and you can't tell what it is. But eventually, pretty soon, the clumps start going together and there are big chunks that go together. Pretty soon, there's a whole horse. But I want you to look at this. If you're going through your day getting caught in these sort of negative snowballs and you're unhappy and you're doing things in your life that don't feel good, that don't support you to feel good about yourself, and you're unhappy with them, and you keep focusing on what's not working, it's sort of like you've got this blank puzzle and you're like, I want to feel better. This is really where I want to go with my life. But in all the things you do, you bring in the self-doubt. This really isn't working. I really don't like this. God, this is a lot of work. I wish I could just have what I want. Every step along the way, when you put the pieces of the puzzle down, will be filled with that emotion of what you don't want, the emotion of the lack of what you do want. And when you get there and you fill the whole puzzle up, it will be a huge puzzle completely filled with the very thing you don't want. And you could even achieve the goal that you did want in one regard, but emotionally you don't feel good about it. You don't feel satisfied about it. It's really important to look back and go, well, how was my energy doing everything I did? When I'm at work, I don't like my job, but I want a job that feels better. So rather than every day go, wow, I hate my job, I hate this, I hate that, to go, what is it in my job that I like? Today I'm going to play a game and I'm going to look for things that I like at my job today. And tomorrow I'm going to look for people that I like attributes about them, even if it's somebody challenging. I'm going to look for something about them that I like. So when you start bringing in this energy of what you like, focusing on, I like these aspects of my job, and then you start looking for the work that you really want to do, if you're looking for another job, for example, then you're putting that energy out there, and you're going to be more open to attract that kind of energy. So these are just tools that are very helpful. Going back to the awareness practice, being aware of how my perceptions really affect how I feel in my body. Focusing on the negative. Waking up from a bad dream. My body feels the stress from the bad dream. It doesn't know the difference. I wake up from a good dream. My body feels really good, like the good dream. So we have a power there where we focused our awareness. If we focus in the present moment, we engage with the present moment, and we're applying our energy, attention, and our efforts into what's really happening. When we do this, we're allowing the life force energy to be there. When we're allowing ourselves to be okay with what we feel, and we're not going, I don't like this, and I really wish this wouldn't happen. That's when we start creating those log jams in the river, and that's when our emotions get stuck, and that feeds the snowballs of thoughts to build up in our mind, the negative thoughts. Because that energy, when we're pushing away and we say we don't like that, we're trying to avoid that feeling, what's happening is that energy does not get to live out its life through the experience in our body. It gets stuck. And what happens is then we avoid it again, it gets stuck again, and pretty soon it builds up and it builds up like trying to push your emotions under and down and push it down and push it down, and pretty soon they just all explode up over nothing. So it's really important to allow them to move through. When we start weeding out all of those unwanted programs in our subconscious and changing them to ones that support us to feel good about ourselves. So I hope you got a lot from this talk. And if you're interested in seeing more of what I do, my website is awarenessinhealth.com. And my email address, if you're interested in asking me any questions, it is info@awarenessinhealth.com. So awarenessinhealth.com and info@awarenessinhealth.com if you want to get in touch with me. And I have lots of things on my website, interesting free resources and some things that you can get as well to work on, some free things and lots of articles and videos and any information you might like there. So thank you for listening.